SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
I couldn't be religious and gay. It was impossible.
I was being marketed as some sort of like teenage it girl.
When a girl kissed me on my 18th birthday, a whole other world opened up to me.
I was a minor nuisance.
8 Australians will tell you about the choices that have led them to unexpected places.
These are some of the stories you will hear on Let Me Tell You, a podcast where real people tell incredible real stories.
Look for Let Me Tell You and follow wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to Great Minds, a podcast featuring calming and inspiring meditation practices from around the world. I'm your host, Sarah Malik. Before we get into it, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land I'm recording from and pay my respects to the Cammeraygal people and their elders past and present. I also acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands you're listening from. Vipassana can be translated as insight. It is a mindfulness meditation that works through self-observation. Teacher Shanti Goins will guide us for 3 episodes, focusing on the body, breath, and mind.
Sit like a mountain, majestic and inspiring. Start by rocking gently forward and back, and then from side to side. Repeat a few times, making the movements smaller and smaller until you find the fulcrum, your center of gravity, the point where, at least mathematically, you are weightless. Once you've done that, discontinue the movement. And from this point, practice sitting up and not down. Gently realign your spine, vertebra by vertebra, like a bricklayer lays bricks. Traveling from the base of your spine, journey upwards. Lower your shoulders, gently drawing your shoulder blades back towards each other. And rest your hands lightly on your knees or on your lap, not stuck too close to your body. Leave a space that would hold a pigeon's egg under your armpits. Hold your neck tall, your chin parallel to the floor, and your ears seated over your shoulders, with your head just floating on top, as if it were suspended from the ceiling. When you are deep in meditation, your forehead expresses peace. It happens to everybody. All we may be doing is claiming this ahead of time. Picture your forehead broad and wide, loose and soft. Peace from your forehead flows over onto your eyes. And as a meditator, your eyes soften with love. And this peace and love flows over your cheeks, plumping them out into a relaxed, smiley face, which expresses itself as Sat Chit Ananda, your truth that is conscious and blissful. Gently bring your awareness to your toes and just notice them. How do they feel? If you have never felt your toes before, you could find this an interesting experience. You don't need to think about your toes, just feel them. Next, gently shift your felt awareness to the soles of your feet. How do they feel? Gently breathe into them. Your feet have taken you to so many places. They're such an important part of you. Now shift your awareness to your ankles and just be with them. What do they feel like? Continue up onto your legs. Feel your shins and your calves. Your knees and your thighs. Feel their strength, their length and their energy. And if you feel a buzzing sensation or any pain here or there, just breathe into it. Your legs are so wonderful. Take a deep breath and acknowledge them. Continue on through your entire body in this mindful way. Be with your hips, your pelvis, and your spine. Bring your felt awareness to your abdomen, your chest, your lungs, and your heart. And now bring your felt awareness to your shoulders, your upper arms, your elbows, your lower arms, your hands, your amazing palms and fingers. Reflect and be grateful for all the things your hands allow you to do and create. Now shift your awareness to your neck and shoulders. Your upper and lower back. And and release any tension you're holding in these areas. As you consciously let go of any tension, reconfirm this by letting go with a few deep breaths. By now, you are likely to be feeling lighter and perhaps floaty. Your breathing will be deeper and flowing. And all the cells in your body will be breathing with you. Take a moment to notice the rhythm created by your in-breath and your out-breath. The rise of your belly and then its fall. The gentle air releasing as you breathe out through your nostrils. This is being alive. Breath holds your life force. Now place your attention on your face. Your eyes, your nose, your mouth. How do they feel? How about your jaw, your teeth, your gums, and your lips? Each day, we use our faces to help us express ourselves, to speak, see, smell, taste, and hear. We smile, we talk with our eyes, we cry, we sing. We do and say many things. Be grateful to the muscles in your face. If you experience any tension, especially around your jaw or your temples, just notice it. Breathe slowly and deeply, as if you were breathing up from under your face. Release this tightness and let your skin breathe and relax. Feel your ears, both inside and out. Can you sense any pressure? Hear any noises? Just notice your ears and your hearing. Thank them as you breathe with them. And now move to your head as a whole and feel it. Connect with its weight, its shape. How does your head feel? Breathe into the area at the very base of your skull, and then into the top of your head. What does the space around your head feel like? Breathe into your head as if you were opening a window and letting fresh, cleansing air move through it. If any areas or points of discomfort draw your attention, relax first. Then just breathe into them and let them go. Upwards from the soles of your feet, downwards from the tips of your hair, enclosed by your skin, your body is full of diverse qualities. Aware of these qualities, gently breathe in smiling to them, gently breathe out. Remaining in the peaceful, relaxed state you have lovingly created for yourself, just take a full, final, deep breath. Draw it down through the top of your head, right through your body to the soles of your feet. Feel the breath pass through the entire length of your body. When you're ready, gently open your eyes. At the end of your practice, simply visualize yourself as seeing, feeling, and hearing the experience of meditation. And pose the question, what is the significance of this event for my present life?
And that brings us to the end of this practice. Check out our other episodes in the series and click follow in your podcast player for more episodes as they come. Thank you for joining us for this meditation.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.